Welcome to Roundtable Talk, a podcast about longevity, senior services marketing, and the quality of life as one ages. Roundtable Talk is brought to you by Pavone Group and Varsity, a senior services agency focused on helping clients win the mature market. If you like the fresh perspectives we deliver in each episode, please give Roundtable Talk a 5-star review on the podcast service of your choice.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Varsity's Roundtable Talk. I'm Derek Dunham, and today's guest is Bridget Weston, CEO of SCORE, one of the nation's largest nonprofit networks dedicated to mentoring small business owners. SCORE empowers entrepreneurs of all ages, often pairing older adults and retired mentors with younger entrepreneurs. Bridget, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for those who aren't familiar, what is SCORE and how does it work?
SCORE is a connected network that reaches across the country of experienced business mentors who donate. They volunteer their time and expertise to help anyone looking to start or grow or is struggling in a small business.
That's great. Now, and what does the acronym SCORE stand for, just so that the listeners can understand that?
Well, it used to stand for something. It actually doesn't stand for anything anymore. Are SCORE. But when we were founded over 60 years ago, it stood for the Service Corps of Retired Executives. And we were founded by a group of retired DuPont executives that wanted to give back to their community. And here we are now.
Interesting. As I was sharing, as we were just getting set up here, I first came across SCORE back in the late 80s when I was an undergrad at the University of North Dakota, and we did a group project and partnered with the local SCORE chapter and some folks from there, and I just thought it was fantastic back then, and I'm thrilled that it's still going. I knew it as the Service Corps for Retired Executives and didn't realize that that had kind of evaporated away.
Well, it changed because, like small businesses need to do, we need to evolve as an organization as well. And we had people who were wanting to volunteer their time and their experience that weren't retired yet. Nor had they necessarily been an executive as the traditional way people thought about it. And so in order to make sure we were widening our tent and making sure we were evolving and keeping up with the times, you don't have to be retired to be a SCORE volunteer. And in fact, about 30% of our volunteers are still working.
Interesting. So you mentioned how it's evolved since it was founded in the 60s. What are some other ways that the organization has evolved?
I'm so glad you asked that question. And I really do think it's important that as experienced business mentors, SCORE is practicing what it preaches to the small business owners that we're mentoring and educating. So one of the key areas that we are talking about with many of the people that come to us and seek our advice is around technology. And we ourselves need to make sure we are adapting and being flexible as it relates to AI and automation. One of the ways we saw that, we were fortunate enough to see that the trend towards virtual and video was happening before COVID. So unfortunately, COVID hit, of course, businesses were struggling, everyone was trying to figure out what to do. But because SCORE had already seen that virtual was a viable path to connecting with people, we were able to move to virtual mentoring and virtual education without missing a beat. So we didn't miss a day of service. And now we're looking at things that like AI to help our mentors better find the right resources for their clients, connect clients more effectively with mentors across the organization, and learn and continue to learn ways that AI can better support small businesses themselves.
That's great. And it is amazing how AI is changing how we all work.
It really is. I mean, even for me, the way I use tools and the way we help to make things better and faster while still making sure, we are a people business. We can't lose that human touch and that human connection. And that's what we say to the small business owners that we serve. Sure, you can use AI to generate a marketing plan or ask them questions, but you need that experienced person sitting next to you, reading it over, looking at what might have been missed, what might not be exactly right for your business or your community. So that personal touch, I believe, will always need to be there to make sure it is A+ for anything you're doing for your business.
That's great. So what kinds of entrepreneurs and small businesses does SCORE primarily serve today?
SCORE really does serve anyone who's looking to start or grow a small business. And the typical client we see are the true Main Street or micro business owners. So less than 10 employees, less than $1 million in revenue, professional services, restaurants, the people that are looking to hang their own shingle as a consultant in some particular area. We also serve a growing market of government contracting and those. And one of the things we realized is there are a ton of small businesses out there that don't necessarily realize they could be contracting with the government. You don't have to know necessarily aerospace or something like that in order to be a supplier to the government. And it's everything in between. I mean, we help people that are just thinking about starting a business and have an idea on the back of a napkin to those who have been in business for 20 plus years and are figuring out, you know, what their exit strategy may be.
That's great. So as you mentioned, many SCORE mentors are retired professionals. I guess about 70, if you said 30% are not retired. Why do you think so many older adults are drawn to mentoring?
Well, what we hear from our volunteers is they have a lot of incredible experience. And frankly, their experience has had ups and downs, right? I mean, they've navigated pitfalls. They've had to overcome hurdles and challenges. And one of the top commonalities that all of the SCORE volunteers have is that they want to help others to make sure that they can have an easier time of succeeding in their small business. So they share that experience, that expertise, that knowledge in order to make it easier for the next generation of business owners. The other thing about SCORE is it's not just one-on-one. I mean, many times there are co-mentors, so there's at least two mentors in a session. But even more broadly than that, there's a network. You have a chapter, you have a district, you have a community of people who maybe really love AI or maybe really love agriculture or whatever the topic is. And so particularly with SCORE, you can network with other like-minded individuals who you know want to give back because they're volunteering their time. They have the business acumen because this organization speaks to them. And it helps to make sure they remain lifelong learners and they're learning from each other and building on their knowledge. And it helps them to feel not only that they're giving back, but they're getting something in return by connecting with these people.
Sure. Now, most of the coaching, or I guess if I can use that term, does that happen in person? Or I know you mentioned during the pandemic, you were already set up to do the technology, but do you have to be in the same market? Or is it ideal? I guess, what is the philosophy of SCORE?
The philosophy of SCORE is really that it's up to the client, the small business owner that we're serving, what they prefer. So right now what we're seeing, over 80% of the people that are requesting a SCORE service are actually requesting it to be virtual. They have the choice. They can meet in person. And many of our mentors love to do that or willing to do that. They'll go to the business or the local coffee shop or whatever is convenient for the small business owner. But by and large, what we heard and why we started to move towards virtual well before it became a common practice was it can be really tough to be an entrepreneur and a small business owner. Stepping away from the business takes, you know, courage and time and energy. And the easier we can make it for those small business owners to connect with an expert and a mentor, the more likely they are, one, to do so, but two, to succeed. I mean, there was a study by the SBA years ago that said, if you meet with a business mentor for 3 hours, you are 5 times more likely to increase your revenue. And so we wanted to just make our business more accessible. And to the second part of your question, because we have this virtual option, you do not necessarily need to be in Des Moines, Iowa, and have a Des Moines, Iowan mentor. You can, and we have a great chapter there, but you may have a mentor to start in Iowa, and then that person might bring in someone from Florida or from Idaho or from Maine, depending on what the expertise is that is needed in that business at that time. And that's why score.org, you can go on and search all of the mentor profiles and pick whoever, you know, is best for you.
Sure. Now, you mentioned the SBA, and as you were talking, I was actually wondering if there is a relationship, and then you brought them up. But does SCORE have a relationship with the SBA? Because I would assume a lot of, now not every small business owner will be a member or necessarily interact with the SBA, but talk a little about the relationship between SCORE and the SBA.
Yeah, so the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is an agency in the government, and SCORE is what's called a resource partner of the Small Business Administration of the SBA. So SCORE does receive some level of funding from the government that Congress appropriates every year, and the SBA oversees that grant to, you know, make sure we're spending the money on the things that we're meant to spend it on. So we have a fantastic relationship with the SBA. The way SCORE was actually formalized from that group of DuPont executives to what we are today is because that suggestion was put in a literal SBA suggestion box. And we became this partner of the SBA many, many years ago.
And that's wild.
Right. So we have a great connection where we can talk about the options that the SBA has in terms of access to capital and be added feet on the street and amplifiers of the work that the Small Business Administration is doing to help small businesses. There is a lot of noise out there, like we were talking about. Not everyone knows about these resources that are available to them. But when we combine powers with the SBA, SCORE, other resource partners like Women's Business Centers, Veteran Business Owned Centers, we are able to do the best we can to reach these millions and millions of small business owners out there to let them know you don't have to be alone.
Sure, sure. Now, for the entrepreneurs and small business owners, is there any kind of a fee to them?
For SCORE,
yeah.
Yes. For SCORE's mentoring, it is always free.
That's what I thought.
Mentoring is free. You can meet with a mentor one time. You can meet with a mentor 1,000 times. It is always free. And it's because our mission is to foster vibrant small business communities, and we want this to be accessible to everyone. Now, SCORE does have some paid service products, like a curriculum or a course or something like that. There are, in certain markets, CEO roundtables or advisory boards. And those do have a nominal fee, but our mentoring is and will always be free.
That's great. That's what a service you're providing. Thanks. Now, a lot of retired professionals aren't ready to slow down. They want to still contribute, connect, and stay sharp. How does volunteering with SCORE help older adults stay engaged, purposeful, and mentally active?
Well, I do believe SCORE attracts those people who want to continue to learn and to stay sharp. So we're really lucky in the sense that the pool of applicants and volunteers already bend towards that desire. So some of the things we do, we started to talk about, even just engaging with a co-mentor and learning what that person's perspective is and having that sounding board is a great way to do that. But above and beyond, SCORE has a strong educational arm where we talk about the trends of AI, workforce development, how political or policy changes are impacting small business owners. And those are all brought to us by subject matter experts that are available for any, not just our clients, but any of the volunteers. So that's another way they can continue to learn. But the third are, we have a number of groups or communities. We actually have what we call communities of practice. And if you have an interest in, for example, AI, you can connect with like-minded individuals who are keeping tabs on the trends in that industry, looking at the business model, not just of SCORE, but of those small business owners we serve, and surface up ideas to help keep the organization on top of those trends and make sure we are remaining adaptable and flexible. We have veterans groups, rural and agriculture focus. We have a group that is focused on food trucks and how to serve them. So any kind of interest or industry or topic that you may have, those communities of practice are another way to stay engaged and to keep your mind sharp.
That's really cool. So tell us about some success stories. You started chatting about, you know, things like the food trucks, et cetera, but what are some specific stories, and are there any examples of, you know, SCORE mentors finding renewed purpose through their involvement that you can share?
Well, What I know is that on average, people stay at SCORE to volunteer for 5+ years. And to me, that data speaks to if it wasn't fulfilling, if it wasn't engaging, you would go and find another opportunity. And
I agree.
So I do think the work and the impact that the SCORE mentors are able to see along the lines of those success stories really does help them see that they are a part of that impact and a part of making their community stronger. I know mentors who have been working with their clients for 10+ years, right? They've been invited to their children's weddings. They've been, you know, at christenings, at funerals. I mean, it is this beautiful relationship that can develop over time. And there are hundreds of success stories. I mean, we have a former military person who invented a backpack gear equipment that helps people who are backpacking, and they have a SCORE mentor and they're now selling in new markets. We have someone who has developed those nap pods that are in airports, and they're
Sure.
working with the SCORE mentor to become more established in airports and other areas. We have people who started a food truck and then grew and were able to go move into a second location of a brick and mortar, and everything in between. And it's seeing those people achieve their dreams and establish their success that motivates the mentors. It certainly motivates me. I mean, I love that I get to work for this organization and see and learn about those stories and know that I have a very small part in that.
It's so inspiring to think about the impact on, you know, certainly the economy, you know, the services provided to people out there, but just the independence of people and the ability to start their own businesses.
Well, it gives them options, right? Many people who come to SCORE or the SBA or others have an idea and they are excellent at X, right? Like the food truck person is great at making tacos, right? Like that's their thing. But not everyone is great at cash flow projections or market analysis or any of those types of things. And that's where SCORE comes into play, that you don't have to be an expert in all things, but you also don't have to be alone. And so let us help you. Let us help navigate and ask the right questions. We'll have a lot of people come to SCORE and they'll say, I need a loan, help me get a loan. And sure, that's true. Many people would need a loan, but what we're able to do is kind of peel that onion and say, okay, let's ask why you want a loan. What are you actually looking to do? What are your goals? Are your goals realistic? And then once we can get in there and really figure out what the root question or the problem statement is that we're trying to solve, there's probably 4 different ways you can solve that. That isn't necessarily, I need a loan and I need a loan now. It might be, let's strengthen your business plan first. Let's, you know, fix how you're structuring your accounts payable agreements or accounts receivable. And then we can talk about how to expand using those loan options.
Sure. No, that's great. Now, you know, in some of the examples that you just shared, you know, let's say the person who, you know, can cook a great taco, but doesn't necessarily know how to do market analyses and such. Does the SCORE volunteer do the work for them, or do they advise on how to do the work, if that makes sense?
It is like the analogy about teaching a person how to fish.
I was thinking that exact same thing, but go ahead, finish your thought.
No, so that's what it is. I mean, what we want is a lot of the people that SCORE sees, they can't necessarily afford to pay the consultant who's going to do those things, the top tier accountant, the tax advisor, et cetera. So we have experts who we don't do the work, and that's part of the reason we can keep our mentoring free, but we will sit with you and walk you through it side by side so that you know how to do it and have the confidence to do it, or get to a point where you are profitable enough that you can pay someone else to do that. That's the goal, right? Is that you don't have to be doing everything as a small business owner.
That's great. So this is a question that I ask every Roundtable Talk guest. What are you looking forward to as you age?
Ooh, that is a great question. Well,
besides being a SCORE volunteer at some
Well,
point.
Of course. Right? That is definitely in my future. So one of the things I've learned early on in my career is that I want to, and frankly need to, in order to help keep my soul and energy filled up, is that I need to be involved in something that is mission-based. So whatever that is, whether it's SCORE or, you know, working at the PTA for my son's school, giving back is something that helps me feel energized. So as I age, I know that that will be a huge part of what I do. And I hope to, as I grow, expand my the things that I've been involved in so that I can have not just the SCORE experience, right? But can I help people that are working in food kitchens, or can I help people in other areas? I'd love to explore new ways to help make sure that I'm doing my part to help make the communities as vibrant as possible. And I would be remiss without saying, I mentioned the PTA, I have a 10 going on 11 year old son. I believe that I was put on this earth to be his mom. And so I just can't wait, although I can because they grow up too fast. Yeah, but sure I want will. To be there to support him and whatever his journey is and help him to become the best human that he can possibly be too.
That's fantastic. You know, there really are few more noble professions than that, right?
True.
So SCORE is well known for pairing retired mentors with younger entrepreneurs, or at least older experienced mentors. Do you also support older mentors who want to start their own business ventures?
Absolutely. There are people, and we're seeing this as a growing market. There are people in the 55 plus, the encore entrepreneurs.
I like that.
And they have all this great experience and they don't necessarily want to work in a corporation or whatever organization. They want to put their skills to use and be their own boss. So we're seeing that as a growing market, and we are here to help them as well. We actually have a hub on score.org for Encore entrepreneurs. And we've had mentors who, you know, themselves have been entrepreneurs and want to go back into it. And so then there are mentors that then also become mentees and are using the SCORE services as well.
That's great. That's great. So, you know, as we were just talking about, retirement doesn't always mean slowing down. Many older adults are using it as an opportunity to start something new. Are there any particular trends around older adults launching new businesses in retirement or semi-retirement? Any particular types of categories or ways that they're going about it?
Well, what I'm not sure it's a trend more than what we see is really successful for those Encore entrepreneurs are leveraging the strengths and the experience they've had in their working career. So whether it is they were, you know, a successful executive and an excellent, you know, employee developer, right? And so they become a coach because they know how to do that. So really it is about working with them to figure out what their skill and their talent is, and then how can they profit off of that. We also do see a growing trend for those Encore entrepreneurs not starting, but because of all the workforce development shifts and the move towards automation, there are unfortunately those business owners that have been in business for a long time that don't necessarily have their exit strategy that they had originally planned, right? Giving it to a child or selling it off. And so that's something that we are able to work with those business owners to figure out what the right exit strategy is for them.
Sure. Good. Good. Now, are there types of businesses that older entrepreneurs typically gravitate toward?
Well, what I would say is because of their age, it's not one type of business, but it's one that won't necessarily take 20 years to reach maturation, right? So they are probably looking to either purchase a business that is already at some different stage of growth and not just a startup, or it's something that if they are at the startup phase, they're going to get to profitability in less than 5 years. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a specific industry, but those are the characteristics that we're seeing are common trends.
Okay. Now, how does small business mentorship contribute to the stronger, healthier communities that we all want to live in?
Well, I hear this all the time in my world, but I firmly believe it, that small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And without a strong economy, we don't have as strong of communities. So it is my belief that we need to support all small businesses so that the entire country can continue to grow and thrive. When you look at those local communities, I'll take my son, for example. He plays on I mean, it feels like 1,000 different sports teams, but it's probably only 5 or 6. Sure. Who are on the back of his jerseys? It's the local pizza parlor. It's the dry cleaner. It's the local marketing and advertising firm. Those are the people that are supporting the other aspects of the community that bring people together. They're the people at the farmers markets. They're the people that are sponsoring the local, you know, carnivals. Like, these are the businesses that are truly giving back to their community. And that's why it feels so good to be a part of SCORE, because the work that we do are helping stand up those small businesses.
That's great. So you mentioned the how valuable it is to you personally to be a part of SCORE. Tell us about your journey. How did you find your way to SCORE?
I had been working at a small business myself in my earlier days. I was a marketing professional by trade. And I really appreciated how working in a small business gave me the opportunity to see how many hats a small business, not just owner, but the employees have to wear. And how hard it is to do that job. And I worked there for several years, but it's about that time when I realized I needed to be in a mission-based organization. My heart wasn't in the goals that small business had. And so I started looking for a job. There was a marketing position at SCORE. I interviewed for it. I was fortunate enough to get it. And then 16 years later, I'm now the CEO.
That's great. Now, I'm curious, had you heard of SCORE before you saw that position that was open?
I had not.
Okay. So we certainly hear that staying active and engaged can have a powerful impact on well-being later in life. I mean, studies upon studies tell us that. You know, we know that meaningful work is a part of that. Do you see a link between purposeful work and healthy aging in your own experience?
I do. I see how enthusiastic our mentors are, even if they've been here for 20, 30 years. We have people that are, well into their last quarter of life, let's say, but they are lighting up when they get to speak with the clients, when they get to, engage with their fellow volunteers, and their clients don't. The age doesn't matter. It's about the advice and the experience and the relationship they get. And we have clients who are, decades younger than some of their volunteer mentors. But, I mean, they are incredibly close and feel so grateful for that guidance and that, expertise that they get from their mentors. So seeing that then reflected back to the mentors really does give a different kind of purpose, right, to their lives, and helps them keep going.
Absolutely. I've had lots of conversations over the years with older adults and just folks talking about the importance of purpose in life. And, without it, it's really difficult to go on sometimes. Everybody has to define what that means for them individually, but that's an important point to touch on. How has SCORE collaborated with other organizations like senior centers or aging networks or even AARP? I know we talked before about the formal and even informal relationships with the SBA, but what other kinds of relationships or collaborations are there?
Well, we do have a partnership with AARP, to your point, because we believe that it's a great strategic partnership for both potential clients and potential mentors, right? I mean, there are those encore entrepreneurs we're talking about and the people that want to give back. So we look for strategic partnerships like that at the national level and, of course, at the local level. So our SCORE chapters in, the Washington, D.C. area or in Los Angeles will identify where are these sources of potential volunteers and potential clients and go and form partnerships with them. And then, host workshops or networking events, we'll promote each other's activities. And that's a number of ways that we stay engaged in the communities.
That's great. I mentioned early on in our conversation that I first became aware doing a group project in my undergrad marketing program. Do you do a lot of partnerships with universities, even MBA programs and other kinds of groups like that?
We do. The experience you had in your undergrad is quite common. So we will have SCORE mentors partnered with either an entrepreneur program or the university overall, or a center, for entrepreneurial activity. There are those universities or colleges that will do pitch competitions, and our mentors would be, either mentors or judges. And that is certainly another way that we reach the whole spectrum, right? From those just looking to enter the real world, so to speak, and all the way to those who are older in age.
You know, that's interesting. In addition to my role here at Varsity, I'm an adjunct professor at Penn State in the teaching intro to advertising, and I have a group project every year. I even though I had that experience, I never even thought of inviting somebody from SCORE to be a mentor along the way, but I'm going to have to rethink that as I'm doing my next syllabus.
You can reach out to your local chapter. I'm sure they would love to coordinate with you.
You know, I will. You're touching on how you can recruit, you know, through AARP or other organizations, volunteers or entrepreneurs. What are some other ways? How do you get the word out? What is the biggest might be the wrong word, but what are some strong pipelines for bringing people into the organization on either of those fronts?
Sure. I mean, the strategic partnerships like with SBA and AARP are certainly one of them. How I would describe another huge part of how we attract people is to show up in their moment of need. And what I mean with that, practically speaking, is what do people do when they have a question about anything? They Google it. And so what we want to do is show up as a trusted resource in those results. And that comes with a variety of tactics, having the right content, having recommendations and testimonials from the success stories that validate that this content and this source does help, having a strong social media presence across all of the channels to see that real people do engage with and support the work that we are doing. And then we have to make sure all of that stays current. So that's a big way that we do it. And we do hear still word of mouth is huge. So asking the people that have used our services to speak about it, asking our volunteers to go into those community events and share how they help. Those are some of the ways we do it because we don't have a huge budget, so we can't be out there buying Super Bowl ads and just letting everyone know about SCORE.
That's right. No, I definitely hear you. Now, it came to mind, fairly recently. I don't know if you heard, but Wallace Annenberg, who is a wonderful philanthropist, recently passed, and I've had the opportunity to talk with a couple of folks from the Wallace Annenberg Gen Space out in L.A. And I know there are organizations such as that are providing wonderful experiences in the marketplace, be it lifelong learning, you know, social connections, that sort of thing. Is that the sort of organization, or maybe it's even that organization, that you have partnered with? Because I can imagine that while the folks might be coming there for socialization or learning, it's also an opportunity to give back and have that stimulation and that extra purpose.
That's certainly something we do at in markets, and we would like to do more of. So that's a growth opportunity for SCORE to connect with more of those philanthropic type centers that can either, you know, donate the space or frankly even dollars to help expand the work that SCORE does.
Sure. Or I'm even thinking access to some of their participants.
Yes, so. Definitely.
But that's great. So what are your goals for SCORE in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, we want to keep building on the impact that we've had. I mean, last year, SCORE helped to start over 54,000 businesses and add over 83,000 jobs through our mentoring and education.
That's amazing.
It's really incredible the work that our mentors are able to support. You know, those small business owners are doing the work, and we appreciate that they allow us to be a part of their journey. So we want to continue to build on that. We must make sure that we remain as resilient and flexible as we're asking our small business owners to. So I do think that in the next couple of years with SCORE, we will need to revolutionize the way, again, our clients connect with our mentors to make sure we're meeting the needs of the clients and how they want to engage. We need to make sure that we're staying on top of the right content so that we remain relevant. And I want to expand the partnerships that we have because, like you had said, like I had said before I started with SCORE, while many more people know about SCORE than when we first found out about it, we want to expand the reach that we have so more people can be successful. And in order to do that, we need to increase the revenue that we bring in and the fundraising that we do. And we need to make sure, you know, we're getting the word out through our partnerships.
That's great. And yeah, anything we can do to help spread the word. I just think it's a wonderful program.
Well, you're doing it right now. So
we're doing one little piece of it, but a great mission. So what advice would you give to older adults looking for meaningful ways to stay active and giving back?
Join SCORE.
Step number one.
Truly, I mean, broadly, find something that lights a fire in you that you can go to bed thinking, I've made the world a little bit better today because I contributed. And whether that is SCORE or another organization, finding that right opportunity. And AARP is a good place to go and see what's out there. But giving back, I've heard time and again from the SCORE volunteers that I interact with, they leave a mentoring session feeling probably just as good, if not better, than the client because of the work that they contributed and the things that they got back from the small business owner sitting across from them.
That's great. Well said. Well, thank you. This has been just delightful to chat. And I do have one last question. What have you learned that you wish you could have told your younger self? I mean, you still have a lot of years ahead of you, but what do you wish you could have told, you know, that 20-something when you were in college?
That it is okay to make mistakes. That is how we learn and that is how we grow.
I love that. Well, thank you very much, Bridget Weston, CEO of SCORE. I really appreciate your time and insights and energy that you've provided today. So thank you for joining us.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thanks to everybody for listening. I'm Derek Dunham, and thanks also to Dave Schaffner, our producer, and Matt Campbell, our engineer, and we'll see you next time on Roundtable Talk.